You join us on another Sight and Sound Technology Podcast live from Sight Village Central in Birmingham. And I'm delighted to be joined by Mike Townsend and Julian Garner from TAVIP. Mike, great to have you back. Welcome.
It's good to be back, Stuart.
I don't know when we talked last.
I don't know, like, but we talked for a long time, lots of times.
Yeah, long time, lots
Can
of
I
times.
Can I tell folk what TAVIP is?
Well, I was just going to ask you that. What is TAVIP?
It's not a cat that you bring in. No, it's the Technology Association of Visually Impaired People. What we're about mm-hmm. is technology associated with visual impairments. We were BCAB.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
That's right. Everyone knows that. People,
yeah.
But this is our new posh name. But it's about technology for everyone who has sight issues. And the real strength of the organisation is its members. We're all different. Some are professionals in IT. Others just enjoy music. Some read books. Others just like to get around and use things like GPS. So we're all together, sharing ideas, sharing our knowledge, finding out what works, what's rubbish, recommendations, and we are developing now, we've got some people on it, a training directory to find good trainers. So our aim is to make technology much, much better for anyone who uses it. And I was talking to a lady who came to our stand today. She said, "I hate technology." I said, "Why? It never works." "But does it do anything for you?" "Oh, yes, I can take pictures with it and I can talk to my doctor in Australia." And I said, "Well, what's not to like?" "But it goes wrong." I said, "When it goes wrong, why not come to our groups? Because we run online chats, we run telephone support lines, we've got helps on the web, and we also have get-togethers. Each November, usually, we have a get-together.
Take a break.
That's yep. right. Yep. You've been, Stuart.
I have.
Actually, you've been virtually.
I've been virtually, and I want to go.
You
in
come.
This year,
do so come in your okay. wonderful person.
So we're gonna be there this year.
Okay.
It's great to know all the stuff that you're doing. It's particularly great, I think, Mike, that there's this peer support element.
That's it.
Because that's what TAVIP.
It's all about the members. Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to turn to Julian because Julian, you and I were chatting earlier today.
Yeah, we were.
About some really interesting work that you brought in. You came in as a development officer to TAVIP. So let's maybe contextualize this because obviously high numbers of blind and low vision people, this untapped pool of talent that we talk about frequently, who are unemployed. What have you been doing
Absolutely.
Around that?
Well, TAVIP's always had a strong eye on employment and helping people into work. So in order to help develop that, we have developed a new training program that will provide very targeted support for people on a pre-employment support program. So people who are already getting training around CV writing, job searching, confidence building around moving to work. TAVIP is providing free training in 5 sessions from one of our trainers to help people really get familiar with key workplace technology such as using Microsoft Office applications, using a phone in the workplace, using a web browser for work, and those skills which will prepare people to make that step into paid work before they can get access to work support. So it's bridging the gap to help people into work, and we're very excited about it.
And this is kind of crucial, isn't it? Because I think people going into work being dumped with a bespoke in-house system.
Absolutely.
Life is hard enough, isn't it, without yep. without all the other
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. So you need to have good keyboard skills. You need to be confident working your way around Microsoft Office applications with email, PowerPoint, Word. And although it can be quite a step up for people if they're not familiar with that technology, I think with the right training and the right support, we can help them make that step and be ready for the workplace.
If there's people listening now, I mean, can they, if someone's listening and is interested in this, can they do this course?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, we're working through partners like Thomas Pocklington and Support for Sight in Essex, but people can contact us if they're actively seeking work, and we can talk to them about the training that might be able to help them. They can get in contact through our website, www.tavip.org.uk.
Okay. And you can also become a member that way.
Brilliant.
And membership is absolutely free.
And there are not many things in life that are free anymore, Mike.
No, that's right. But also, we like to have members to share their ideas share their experience.
Yeah, it's so about giving something back, isn't it, as well?
It's a collective.
Getting help,
it's a,
but also
together.
Giving help to other people.
Giving and taking
and
help.
And it goes back to that peer support piece.
Indeed, yes. Okay. But what Julian described, it rides on the back of some research that we did with our European friends about what works in the workplace, technology-wise, for blind and partially sighted people, what doesn't work, and what could be improved. And that's why we're developing these things. And we're trying to get partners, and hopefully there will be a good consortium of partners to work this one forward with us. Okay. And that's partly what I've been doing today, actually, working on getting partnerships.
It's really great. Any kind of initiative to support people more easily gaining employment has to be commended. So thank you to you both for what you do. Continued success, and thanks for joining us today, guys.
It's good to speak to you.
Thank you, Stuart.